View of Rijp, the central Bohemian Ararat. From the Middle Ages through to almost the middle of the 19th century, people used to believe in a great flood that occurred some 6,000 years ago. Living creatures were formed by a one-time act of creation as finished beings. Their species could not change or die out. Fossils were deemed mere freaks of nature. Such a mindset did not leave space for ideas on how rocks originated, let alone the evolution of life. The sacred mountain of Rijp rises up from the landscape, a peak we could compare in our analogy with the biblical Mount Ararat. Nowadays, we tend to have the feeling that all the old scientists knew very little in comparison with those of the present day, while we, thanks to the technological progress, are now merely adding the final details to our ideas about the world, which seems to be clear and scientifically proven. However, the example of Rijp shows us that this is not the case. Most of us are aware that Rijp is volcanic in origin, as implied by how it rises up from the plain. Yet contemporary scientists cannot agree on whether Rijp used to be an active volcano or was merely a supply channel, laccolite, for magma, giving its surface those bulges and its characteristic shape. These igneous bodies were previously underground and have been gradually exposed by erosion. Actual volcanoes looking up from the surface were several hundred meters higher, but have been completely worn away by erosion.